passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Whether you pronounce it hoopers or whoopers, the fact remains, once on the verge of extinction, the whooping crane is back. The acquisition of the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge in 1937 marked the beginning of the remarkable recovery.
And it just so happened that that was the wintering habitat for the last remaining wild flock of whooping cranes.
Leanne Lynham is a wildlife biologist in the Wildlife Diversity Program. She told me that by preserving the crane's habitat and by prohibiting its hunting, we've seen their population grow from an all-time low of 16 more than 60 years ago to an estimated 200-plus birds today.
And then we just had to be patient because it's a bird that only usually has one chick per pair of hoopers per year. It takes the birds 6 or 7 years to become reproductively mature. And so you just have to be patient and hope that good fortune is with you as well.
When the birds aren't in Texas, they're 2,500 miles away, nesting in Wood Buffalo National Park in northwestern Canada. Biologists are optimistic based on their observations of the crane's nesting habitat.
Those numbers there this summer that look very promising and record number of nests make us hope that we'll pass the 200 bird mark this year.
We'll know whether the whooping cranes pass the 200 mark once they've settled in for the winter and biologists can survey their population. Our show is made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.